The Hebrew word used in Daniel 11:32, to know, is yada. It is to properly ascertain by seeing in a great variety of senses, including observations and recognition. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Walk the Talk podcast. My name is Israel Ronald. I host this show. Thank you so much for subscribing to our channel and for telling friends about it. With me is...
My name is Gerald. I've got an awesome privilege to be hosted by my brother, Israel.
Well, thank you so much.
And I'm Bwanji Trevor. As usual, I'm always honored to be hosted by Izzy. Kaspod.
Yeah, thank you so much, Trevor. In fact, you make me glad every time you're in this place. So we've been talking about the secret place. And today we're going to talk about being devoted. It is a very common word and we likely take it for granted. But today we want to go into detail. The Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles... Yeah. Chapter 16, verse 9. Gerard, if you would read for us there, that would be so good.
Okay, 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
The eyes of the Lord range. The other versions say they run to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking for men, looking for devoted men and women that He may strengthen them. He's looking for devoted people. God is not looking for people praying and fasting for 14 days and then they go back to their business as usual. Yeah. He's not looking for people who are half committed, people who are looking for something. They are trying to, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all the other things will be added unto you. God knows when we are looking for things and when we are looking for Him. So the scripture is telling us that His eyes run to and fro, that He may strengthen those whose hearts are devoted, whose hearts are committed, whose hearts are loyal to Him. And I remember in the book of Job chapter 1, when God was having a conversation with the enemy, the devil, and God was like, have you seen my servant Job? Because his eyes are looking everywhere, and God had taken note of Job's sacrifice, of Job's devotion. So today we want to talk about practical ways we can devote ourselves to seeking, practical ways we can devote ourselves to seeking the Lord in the secret place. And Trevor, do you want to go first?
Okay, our first point is empty yourself so you can have enough time with God. And that we can derive it from Acts chapter 6, verse 3 to 4. Which says, brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. Now, this is a time where the apostles had gotten a challenge with many things that were kind of distracting them and getting them off from the attention of God. And then their leader among them was like, I have an idea. Why don't we assign some things and responsibilities to other people? And then we, as apostles of Christ, commit ourselves to these two ministries, which was the ministry of prayer and the word. And so... bring it back to ourselves or back to us now in our practical way of habit we can start up in life. There are many things we happen to find ourselves being diverted to. Yes, which are not bad. But for the sake of Christ and also for the sake of that which you are desiring for the Lord to use you, you need to consecrate yourself and set apart some things. Just let them go and consider them a weight at times and give them to those who are in responsibility of them or those who can also do them, and that you can commit yourselves fully to those two ministries, which is of the prayer and of the word. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Trevor. You guy, you're much wiser than your age. You know that. No, I'm not kidding. Okay. I like that, the ministry of prayer and the word. Actually, I think we need to find time and talk about these two things. Some Christians concentrate on the word alone and they forget prayer. And others pray a lot and forget the word. And any of those two, if you concentrate on any of that one, neglect the other one, that is a very big mistake. There needs to be a balance between prayer and the word, because that's when we get... answers.
And I have a sermon on that. We shall discuss on it.
Yeah, I'll tap on you that. Yeah. So thank you so much, Trevor. The second point is devote yourself to seeking the Lord. And by seeking the Lord, we don't mean come to God with a need. You understand what I'm saying? Earlier you read a scripture in Matthew 6:33 that says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we are not talking about you coming to God because you're in need. We are talking about you coming to God and all you want is God. As in, when was the last time you came to God and you didn't have a need?
Yeah.
When was the last time? It is a very tricky one, right?
It's a very tricky one.
Yes. Yeah. We ought to have that time where we come in the presence of God and you're like, God, I'm not here for an iPhone Pro Max or whatever. I'm not here for Samsung something. You understand?
Samsung is.
Yes. I'm here to spend time with you. Yeah. I'm here to catch up with you. I'm here to seek your face. Amen?
Seek your face. Yeah.
So, Gerard, would you read for us Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah, verse 13 to 14?
Okay. Mm. So, Jeremiah 29, verse 13.
Verse 13 to 14.
Yeah. Mm. So, it states...
Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, you need to join the Bible challenge.
You will seek. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Mm.
I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity.
You can't even stop there. Thank you so much. The scripture said, you will seek me and
find me
when you seek me with all your heart. God is not looking for half devotedness.
Yeah.
He's not looking for part time when you feel like, when you're done, when you're bored. No. God wants the whole of it. God wants 100%, not less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The scripture has said, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And by the word seeking means something is not displayed there for you to easily find.
Something hidden.
It means something is hidden.
Yeah, something hidden.
If it is a room, it means remove the carpet, sweep the corners, find a torch,
look for it.
Light everywhere. You understand? That is the meaning. He didn't say a corner or something. No, he said seek. You understand? Because God is a treasure.
Yeah.
And the treasure is not at the display for everyone to find.
Yeah.
It is for those that have been diligent, those that have been committed, those that have been devoted to making sure that they find this treasure.
Yeah, maybe easy. Should we just give you an example? Have you ever been in children's church where they play games of, they hide a sweet, maybe. So you need to hide to look for that sweet, maybe. You don't know where the sweet is, so you ought to look for the sweet. The same thing, that's seeking.
Yeah.
I'm doing that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect example. It seems like you're locked in children's church.
Of course, that's where I am. That's where I am.
Yeah, good one. Trevor,
yeah.
Are you up for something?
Yeah, very deep. like two scriptures for us. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 43, there's a powerful scripture here, a revelation that is being revealed to us in terms of seeking. We see it being demonstrated. It says... they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. While I was reading the scripture, there's something that's reminded in Psalms, though I'm not, I've kind of forgotten the memory verse, but it is in Psalms, the book of Psalms, where it states, when they marched at the deep waters, they saw the mighty wonders of God. Meaning these people, after they had devoted themselves to the teaching, that is a sign of seeking.
Yeah.
There they were able to discover the great exploits of the Lord. That is not much more about, it's not just about eloquence, just as the Apostle Paul said it. But he said that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. So how can you get to realize this great demonstration and exploits of the Lord? It's through among the activities. Also, that part of seeking is very important and really crucial, because in your seeking, you not only discover his wisdom, but you also discover his power. And that is how one of the ways it was opened to us in this scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
42.
Yes.
It definitely is
right.
Yeah.
this guy, maybe. I think he sleeps at the mountain.
With God. And sleep is a mountain for him. You understand?
Man, for us, we sleep somewhere else, maybe. I don't know. Like this guy.
Yeah, but keep up the fire.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. You said they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to prayer. And the result is very obvious.
Yeah.
The Lord added to their numbers day by day those that were giving their lives to Christ because these guys devoted themselves.
Yeah.
They made it a habit.
Yeah.
Being devoted means it is something you do continually. It's something you do on a daily.
Yeah.
You
like
don't...
eating food.
Yes, like eating food. Yeah. Yeah.
There's breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Yeah.
Of course. It's something I think should be in accordance with the devotion to God.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like here in Acts, it tells us that the apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in the Solomon's colonnade.
Mm.
No one else dared to join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number.
Wow, that's the power of devotion.
Yeah, okay.
That's the power of devotion. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know, it has been said that it takes 21 days to build a habit.
Yeah.
Now, picture with me, what if you devoted yourself maybe to reading the Word of God for 21 days? That thing is going to become a part of you.
Mm.
Reading the Word is going to become part of you. The Bible says that Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
Mm.
Even when the king set up his idols and all these things and they set traps to get him, the Bible says Daniel went his way and prayed like he usually did. Actually, Gerard, if you could look for Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
Oh.
Yes, it will be very good for us.
Verse 35?
Mm.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
Very early in the morning,
Jesus
got... Actually, there's a version that I have forgotten the version. It says, as his habit was.
Mm.
It was a habit to Jesus. It wasn't a one-day thing. Yeah, Jesus didn't pray when Judas betrayed him.
Mm.
As in, that's not the time he started praying.
Yeah.
Mm. Jesus began praying earlier.
And before, by the way, is when we read part of the gospel, all those are stating how Jesus prayed as usual, how Jesus prayed on a daily basis, like they show that each and every gospel you can read, they can show. Like they showed us that it's a habit, it was a character.
Mm.
A character, by the way, there's a big difference between a habit and a character.
Okay.
So a character, to me, I think it's something that is within you. It's no longer, you don't do it because there's some push, there's somewhat, but a character is within you.
Mm.
Is how
it has become who you are.
Who you are, I may say that.
Mm.
So Jesus is who he is was prayer.
Prayer.
You understand?
Mm.
So that's why we see that as he used to other versions, as he prayed.
Mm.
So as.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, it can also be seen in Matthew 6 when he was teaching his disciples to pray. He said, when you pray, you understand? Meaning we are supposed to pray.
Yeah.
That word when.
When.
Yes.
When
that
you
word
pray.
When. Yes, every when day. You pray.
Every day.
Every day.
Every
and,
time.
You, and you know that Jesus spent like 3 decades, like 30 years preparing himself for a ministry of only 3.5 years.
Yeah.
He spent all that time praying. He spent all the time seeking the Lord's face.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I like where this conversation is going. The third point is devote yourself to the fellowship with the brethren. Devote yourself. You know, when Jesus was about to be arrested, he took some of his the disciples that he really trusted. Peter was among those, forgotten the others. And unfortunately, what they did is slept all through, which means even Jesus needed the company of other believers.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gerard, would you read for us 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13?
Yeah, it states, until I came, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
Mm. Until I come, devote yourself to the public, reading of scripture
and teaching. Yeah.
Yes. This is Paul talking to his son Timothy, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking to Timothy, and he's telling him, "Until I come, devote yourself Some of us have stopped going to church because maybe the pastor annoyed you or because an usher did this to you. But we need to get over this.
Yeah.
Because the enemy is going to crush you all the more if you're all alone. We need to come back to that place where we because we need to be in the fellowship of other believers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, Trevor. I can see already.
And yes, from the previous scripture I had just shared in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it continues to emphasize again on that same point, that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, which is the part of which is communion and an assignment that the writer to Timothy was trying to emphasize more. And then, yes, we do not only look at in the times of the apostles, but also from the days of Jesus, we see it demonstrated or being prescribed for us from Luke chapter 2. Let us try to read it through from verse 41.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And then jumping to verse 52, it tells us, and Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some of us will like this verse 52, where it talks about Jesus growing in wisdom, knowledge, in favor, and in stature. Not trying to trace back how did he come to incapacitate all that grace to get that wisdom. We see also Jesus himself in many quotes and many phrases when he was speaking to the crowds and to his disciples, quoting from scriptures of the Old Testament, meaning he was also a learned person in scriptures. And yes, we read here, the Bible says, after a number of days, or like after a day, they went back looking for Christ, meaning for those 3 days, where was Jesus?
In the temple questioning those guys.
Good. Meaning, he did not say that, you know what, it's late, let me go back home and I sleep. Whereas they are still on their way, he was still at the temple. The Bible says on the third day they came back, meaning they found him where they left him. So it wasn't something that he did today and then he left, but it was something that he always longed to always remain and contend to. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Trevor, thank you so much. The fourth and the last point we want to talk about today is studying the Word. Do you have something to say about that?
Very, very, very well. From Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, it has something very wise it gives unto us. It says, this is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast in their wisdom, all the strong boast in their strength, all the rich boast in their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord Almighty. With this, I'm actually being reminded about Joshua when the Lord was the Lord was commissioning him after Moses, his elder. He told him that these words are given to you to keep them with you and meditating on them and keep seeing to it that you do not fall aside from them. And just as I was with your master Moses, so will I be with you. So he was trying to tell him that it is because of the law he gave unto him that he followed through, that he continued to walk faithful with the Lord. And so it was like giving him a template to continue to follow as well. And so the Lord comes back to us in Jeremiah as like, one thing that you must always be wise about and keep in mind with you, that not to boast about anything else around you, be it the pleasures of this world and the lust of these eyes and the desires of the flesh. But being boastful of this alone. But being boastful in this alone, that you have the word with you, which is the word of life. Because the Bible tells us that these words are given to you are life. So being boastful of this alone, that the words are given to you, this life that you hold with you, and that will hold you to the day until when I come.
Definitely.
And by the way, this is a very key aspect. Having or boasting, it's actually common. In us, we love boasting in the flesh, and yet we know and we clearly know that the flesh is going to perish, but the spirit, the soul is going to remain.
Yeah.
And this word is going to be alive, and this word going to be taken by who? By our Father, Jesus Christ. So it's a very key aspect that we need to understand that we shouldn't boast about anything. Anything. Let it be your phone, let it be your children, let it be your best husband or wife, what? But boast in the Lord, because you have His word within you. When we have that, you can even walk when your head is highly lifted up, because you have eternity within you. Because He says that everything will pass away, but
His word will never.
His word will never pass away. So it's a very key aspect that we need to understand in life.
And actually, in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2 to 3 tells us that, but those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditate on His law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whether they do not, I mean, whatever they do, prospers. Very good.
Wow. My goodness, I think we're going to sleep here reading from scripture to scripture. I'm enjoying this.
Okay, so we can also understand this when we look at Daniel, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, which states that, where is it? Those who do wickedly against covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Just look at that. Those who know and they have kept their covenant. We see devotion, keeping it's like keeping
that's
your covenant
with God,
with God, and then you're getting to, when you keep that covenant, you're going to get to know God. Understand? So after you getting to know God, you're going to do great and mighty exploits. That's how you're going to explode as a Christian and as a believer who has devoted his or herself to God. I think I can understand that.
Okay. That's good.
Very amazing. And there's also, from this scripture of the word, there are many ways in which we can encounter the Lord. From Daniel 11:32, there's something that reminded me. It said that they who do know their God, they shall do great exploits. I'm reminded about this part of intimacy with the Lord, because intimacy is one of the ways men come to encounter the Lord. And with intimacy, we have three dimensions in which we travel through to encounter the Lord. The first one, which is the faith-based intimacy. Another one, which is revelational-based intimacy. And the third one, which is consecrational-based intimacy. So with these three dimensions, in each of them, there's a lot to study within it. But though with consecration under it, there we see about another story about the word of God. Because in it, there lies much with prayer. And also with it, there lies much with the ministry of the word. So indeed, I believe that day we shall come to entangle that part of ministry of prayer and that of the word. We shall bring this topic as well.
I think we should learn to do that very quickly. But I want to go back to Gerard's scripture in Daniel 11, 32. It has really caught my attention. It has said, but those who do wickedly with a covenant, he will corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God
shall be strong
and carry out great exploits.
So which means that it's about keeping a covenant with God. So when you keep a, we can keep covenants with so many things. You can keep covenants with the world, keep covenants with God. So it's about the covenant. The covenant that you've kept with something, it's what is going to boost you. It's what is going to give you that the strength to do great and might exploits. Exploits, we can, naturally, you can say, when we live by the standards of the world, when we conform, it's a covenant you're going to make with them. What are the exploits you're going to receive?
You
can understand. That's in Romans. It's automatic. You're going to receive death. When you have a covenant with God, Jesus Christ, He says that I'm the bread of life. I'm life. So when you have me, you already have life. Understand? So that's already eternity. So as believers, we need to understand the covenants that we always make with God. And there are so many covenants we do. So many. When we just dive into that, soul's another.
Another thing. So we have a lot of sermons here. But the people who know their God, not the people who have read somewhere or who have been told or have seen in a movie. No, the people who know. Like I said earlier when we were beginning this episode, that the Hebrew word for know is yada. And it means to properly ascertain by seeing. in a great variety of senses, including observation, recognition. Let me tell you, before you talk about Jesus' healing, have you seen the healing?
Mm. Yeah.
Or you're just talking about it?
Mm.
When you talk about God providing, has he provided? Because God is able.
You know. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what Daniel is saying, the people who know, meaning they have not heard.
They have not heard.
They have not, they have experienced.
They have not seen.
You understand?
They have not observed an experiment from the lab.
Yeah.
We can derive that point from, is it John, Holy Spirit, remind me, John chapter 4 verse, is it 32 to 40 something there? It talks about this Samaritan woman who encountered the Lord Jesus on the well, and then she ran back to her friends. Help me look for that scripture for clarification. And then she came to this Samaritan woman. John chapter 4 verse somewhere. She came to this Samaritan woman and other fellows, and she was like, I've encountered this man who has prophesied about me and said everything about me which was right.
Yeah.
And then these people, the Bible said that they believed in him, meaning Jesus, because of the woman's testimony. So they came with an understanding, but they hadn't got the conscience of have known him.
Yeah.
So on their way, there were chances that they would have stumbled, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
But after they had seen him, they were like, this is not enough. They requested him to be with them for more, 2 days.
Yeah.
And so after Jesus was with them, they come back to this woman. They were like, we no longer believe because you told us. But now because we have seen.
Because we have seen.
We have understood. We have got to know for ourselves.
Mm.
And from that point, actually, it reminds me of another sermon that we shall have to entangle about.
Yeah.
That there is a difference in between knowing and understanding God.
Understand.
Because the Israelites knew God, but they did not understand him. Whereas John understood God, John the Baptist, but he did not know him.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wow. this is getting interesting.
Yeah.
Let me conclude with Acts chapter 1,
okay.
Verse 3. It says, they are talking about, Luke is writing this book and is saying, I'm looking for where to begin. I can't see because everything is interesting. He says, to whom he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God. You see, even the disciples spoke of someone they had seen, someone they had heard. And you see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He does not change.
Even in our times, even in our moments, even in our age, we are able to see, we are able to hear, we're able to understand the Lord. So there's no excuse. So what is forbidding you from coming closer? Why don't you devote yourself? Because it is all about your devotion.
Yeah.
If you devote yourself to knowing God, you will know. If you devote yourself, actually the limit is within your devotion.
Yeah.
I think we need to bring this episode to a conclusion because it is becoming a movie. We're about to... So listening friends, I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to get to know this Jesus, you want to come into a relationship with him, why don't you pray with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you're the Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart and I accept you.
Come into my heart.
Come become my personal Savior
and Lord
over
my life.
Help me be devoted.
For
it's in the name of Jesus that
I do pray.
Amen. Amen. Even for those listening friends who have, you're already a Christian, but you want, maybe you've backslid, you want your relationship strengthened. Why don't you draw in? Why don't you? You can even pause this episode right now and pray to God. Ask for strength, ask for revival, because the Holy Spirit is here and is here to give us the strength, the courage that we need to go deeper. See you then. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. God bless you.